Seeing people pedal bright-colored green bikes around downtown Salt Lake City is nothing new. But, says Ben Bolt, as of Wednesday, there's a new custom bike in town, and this one isn't green.
All I can say is that it looks really, really cool. It's a light blue color. If you look from different angles, you can see the word create on one side. You can see the word disrupt on another side.
Bolt is executive director of Green Bike, a nonprofit subscription bike share program known by residents here as a mechanism to improve community health, air quality, as well as increase the use of existing transit infrastructure.
We have about 30,000 users a year. So far, we have burned 34 million calories, and we've collectively removed over 2.2 million vehicle miles from our local roads and about 2 million pounds of CO2 from our air.
Most recently, Green Bikes partnered with Make-A-Wish Utah. That nonprofit organization bike was checked out 1,637 times last year, about 61% more often than the traditional two-wheeled Green Cycle.
We actually just gave them a nice big check with a giant poster board of the Make-A-Wish bike.
Now, each time the Umoca bike is ridden during the coming 2 years, Green Bike and its program supporter, Select Health, will donate that dollar to the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art.
This one unique bike that's essentially like a unicorn, it really, really stands out. And then we actually do have language on the bike that tells the user that every time it's ridden, Green Bike and Select Health give a dollar to the organization involved. And I think that motivates people to take it out more.
You can ride this two-wheeled portable work of art by checking it out at one of 33 Green Bike stations in downtown Salt Lake City. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.